Now, just when you thought American culture couldn't sink any lower comes the Battle of the Bad Girls, duking it out on national TV. That would be Fox TV on March 13th. And the girls in question? Ice skater gone bad, Tanya Harding, and Amy Fisher, known in the tabloids as the Long Island Lolita. They'll be lacing up their gloves for the squared circle, and we don't mean white gloves, alas. The network is saying that the fights will be real. James Poniewozik is the media critic for Time magazine.
This is really why God invented the Fox network. and I think the genius of this is that, you know, the criticism that people often have of reality TV shows is that they take ordinary people and exploit them for entertainment value and ratings. Here, Fox has basically identified the single most unexploitable stratum of the population. I mean, people who are famous for being famous.
And who are famous for being bad and for being tasteless and for being notorious, really.
For being notorious, for being, in some cases, criminal. And really, the only shame of these boxing matches is that somebody has to win, you know?
I don't know what Tonya Harding and Amy Fisher are doing these days, but I imagine they're getting paid a lot of money for this.
I don't know the details of what they're getting paid here, but look, it's not as though these are people who have a wide amount of career opportunities open to them. And, you know, one thing that reality TV apparently serves as is a sort of welfare program for the notorious. I'm sure they may well be able to parlay this into a special edition of Fear Factor somewhere down the road, too.
Well, and then I guess there's the other classic bout that Fox will be presenting us between the Brady Bunch and the Partridge Family.
Between two of their cast members, Danny Bonaduce and Barry Williams, who played Danny Partridge and Greg Brady, respectively. Again, two people who more than anything else are sort of famous for being famous
and
famous for being former child stars. It's exactly the sort of thing that you would expect from a couple of people whose main job has been making spectacles of themselves.
Well, this will date me, but it makes me glad that Lassie is too far away to be pressed into some kind of untoward service on television these days.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I don't know what former TV pet we could pair Lassie up with. There's Flipper.
Flipper.
Yeah, but would they fight on land or on water? You know, one of them's going to be at a disadvantage.
There's a third bout that Fox is proposing, so maybe this they'll take our suggestion and run.
Let's hope so. It'll be when animals attack all over again, when animals attack each other.
Well, James, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks, Jackie.
James Poniewozik is the media critic for Time magazine.